Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, December 21, 2009, 4 p.m.
And then there's a back.
You got it on? Now that Kim's sat down finally, we'll get her to stand up again.
Call meeting to order. Stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the sidewall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please.
Muskay?
Yes.
Rhodey's absent. McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Okay. Did he call and ask to be excused or just absent? No contact?
He had mentioned that he may not be here.
Yeah, he called me and I told him that I would make him absent, you know. He's spelling for absent.
Excused?
Yeah, excused for absent today.
So is that a motion?
Yeah, that's my motion.
Seconded.
Motion's made and seconded to excuse Commissioner Rhodey from the meeting. Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Muskay?
Yes.
Okay, you all received a copy of our last meeting's minutes. What is your pleasure?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Any corrections, deletions, additions? Hearing none, you call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Muskay?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. Moving on, the next item is accounts, claims payable. Have reviewed them. Have a couple of things for you to decide. Safety clothing issue is up again with the road department. Has asked for $75, but included a sweatshirt, which is not covered by the contract. Has boots, they are. That's $38.51. We've denied this claim, similar claim before, because it didn't meet the contract clothing that was authorized. And then there's another claim for $68.46 for a face mask. That's questionable because it's not listed. The cap is, leather gloves would be if they're safety in that issue. So we have those two issues and to approve or turn down. And then we have a claim from the Veterans Affairs. I would like $1,000 for veterans benefits or aid. However, there is no money. There's authorization by the budget, but there's not that money in the budget in the treasurer's office. In other words, the money hasn't come in over the year for that $1,000. Now, you can turn it down and refuse because there's not the money there, or we could loan money out of the inheritance tax fund for the veterans' aid and pay it back from the money when it's collected between now and April. That's the options.
Starting out with the clothing issue.
Okay.
The sweatshirt and stuff like that, I guess I don't go along with the sweatshirt. The boots was what was the issue, to issue them one pair of boots a year. The face shield, I would believe that I would put that in because that is for when they're cutting trees, I would imagine.
It's face mask.
Face mask.
I took it as a warm weather mask. Cover the face.
Well, we need an explanation if it's a visor to keep the wood chips and stuff.
Heavy safety.
For safety. Mm-hmm. But if it's just a mask to keep their face warm while they're out, I don't know.
No, that's where I am. See.
Right.
But
so we need more clarification.
The mask is not covered in the contract. It doesn't stipulate specifically a face mask or that.
Mm-hmm. What's the time frame for the
to make a decision. I mean, can we find out and give it more specifications of the items they're going to...
I don't understand, Chairman.
I mean, the time frame up to approve this.
Can we table this for now?
You can table those two claims if you like, and have them investigated and checked out by Joni, and come back next week. Can that be done?
Well, I'd like to know if the face mask is for safety, or like Rick said, or if it's just to keep your face warm. I mean, if they're out there outside, I want to know if that we don't have to buy clothes for that.
That'd be nice to know.
I want some clarification on what
I want to know what it is.
What they're using it for.
Yeah.
And as far as the veterans officers, how I feel about that is I feel that we need to take care of our veterans.
Right.
But I also think that the veterans officer, if they're going to be asking for money, should be present and give us clarification on why he's $1,000 short.
Okay, then is it your desire then to hold these three over till those three claims over till next week?
Well, if there's a veteran that's in need of money, it's probably at Christmas time here, and maybe it's for a heat bill or something. I hate to do that, but we've had issues with the veterans officers' mileage being just every month. I don't know what it is this month. You, Joan, is it over 600? And I believe that we should bring them around and stuff, but there's got to be some help there.
He's gone. But there's only so much money that has been authorized for the total year budget.
Right. And I think another issue is, too, with the veteran service, or the veterans officer, and his mileage exceeding 600 a month, we definitely need to look at buying him a vehicle, because we could almost make payment and gas on a vehicle of that, for what he's doing. So... So I'd say table it.
Table
the veteran service officer's $1,000 until he can come here and
explain
what it's for.
Do I gather then you're talking about tabling those three issues, the two on the clothing and the vets? Is that what we're talking about?
Is that what you want to read, the three items?
I'd say table them until we get more clarification on what we're making a decision on.
Until
I think it'd be okay.
Next week?
Sure.
Do you want to table the one that has the sweatshirt and boots?
Well, then we're not going to pay for a sweatshirt. The sweatshirt couldn't be a safety issue. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Is that right?
Right.
A sweatshirt.
So that doesn't need clarification.
That don't have to be clarified there, but
are the boots over boots?
Yeah.
To cover the shoes, or are they work boots?
They are work boots.
And has he had to, whoever got put that claim in, has he had his one pair for this year?
Yeah.
They only get one request.
I think the question is, has he put a claim in for boots prior to this one this year?
No.
Or this is only claim for boots?
And how much is the boots?
$38.51.
Well, I'd say pay for the boots if he hasn't had his boots yet this year.
I'll go along with that. Because that's under the $75 yet, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Pay for the boots, but not the sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other one is a face mask, cap, and leather gloves.
Well, I got to know what the face mask is first.
Table until we get more clarification.
Right. What was the gloves? Did anybody say what the gloves were?
Leather gloves is all it says.
Do you ever have the county buy your leather gloves when you were working there?
No. Never had nothing paid for. I didn't even have $75, but that's all right. I didn't have that either, but I'm just saying. But I'd like to know what the gloves were for. That's all. If they're for running a cutting torch or running a welder, I say yes, because that's our job. But if it isn't, That's my theory. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll go from there.
Let's get more clarification. I'll make a motion to table until the next meeting until we get clarification on what they're for, but to approve the boots.
This is all on the road department, right?
Yes. Those two are. The clothing are both on road department.
And the boots? And the gloves?
Yeah, right. All the clothing are all road department.
Okay.
So you make a motion?
Yeah, I'm in motion.
To pay for the boots and hold on the others.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you denying the sweatshirt? Or are you just holding on it?
Actually, I don't think we have to deny it anything. You know. It's just to hold on for the next meeting until we have more clarification. Is that right, Rick? Is that?
I would deny the sweatshirt, the gloves, and the face mask, and I would approve the boots.
Right.
Okay, and hold on the leather gloves?
I deny the leather gloves, too, in my motion.
And I'm going to stipulate this. Whoever got the boots, I want it kept track of, because if it's $38 now, he ain't going to come in with a $75 later on.
The second agree with the motion?
I don't hear anything.
Okay. Motion made that, okay. We're going to deal with one motion at a time, right? Okay. The motion is that we pay for the boot and deny the rest of it.
Correct.
And clothing, right?
Correct.
Okay. There's no table involved?
Pardon?
No table in it involved.
Okay.
Okay, now we're just voting on that issue and not on the claims total.
Right.
Understand? I call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay, now, in dealing with the veterans claim, I understand your desire there is that you're going to, are you tabling it or denying it until he comes in and talks to you? What's your desire?
I would make a motion to table it until he comes and gives us an explanation of why.
Okay. Before we get the second, let me ask a question. If we table it, does that mean we can vote on it at the next meeting if he comes, or do we have to wait till the next claims with next month?
As long as you've got it on the agenda for next week.
So we could just table it till next week and it'd be all right. Okay. That's what I want to be sure that we didn't get caught up in this. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second. Motion made to table the vet's claim until next week. Questions? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, now I will entertain a claim or a motion on the balance of the claims.
So moved. I'll second it.
Motion is made and paid, seconded to pay the remaining claims. Questions? I'm all right so far, right? Okay. Call roll.
Buskay?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Next, I have a request from Jared Chungi to consideration proposal of tentative agreement between the Fraternal Order of Police, Correctional Officers, and the Dakota County Board of Commissioners. Board to approve said contract.
Ladies, Commissioners, basically what we're here for is to... As you remember, we got the sheriff's office side of the contract signed by the commissioners. Basically, what we're here for today is to get the correctional side of the contract signed by the commissioners and the appropriate. Me as the president of the FOP and then the vice president of the correctional side of the...
Let me ask you this question. Has your group signed it yet?
Yes, the sheriff's office side... or the deputy side has signed their copy.
Have the correctional officers signed their contract?
Well,
their representative signed their contract.
This is the vice president. I'm the president, so we can sign that. However you want, if you want to sign it today, if you want to vote on it, however you want to do it.
Well, let me make it simple. If you haven't signed it, we're not going to act on it.
Okay.
If you've signed it, then we'll act on it.
we can sign it, and we'll give it to you guys.
Okay. If it's been signed, then we'll go from there, because they've agreed to it now. It's up to us to agree to it. And everybody received a copy of it in their handout, so we all have a copy of it, an unsigned copy. And this is the copy that came from Mr. Hanks.
Actually, I think the only copy works. Is that it? No, that's... We may not have...
Do you want to use my copy?
Do you have a the last page of the copy?
Yeah, for some reason the printer doesn't make it come out the last page.
Yeah, sure. No, that's a new deduction.
We had a bet, no.
Yeah, but we didn't say what it was.
Do we have blue ink pen? I don't have a blue ink pen.
I believe that's blue.
Right here?
That's black.
Is that blue?
No, it's black, yeah. That's black.
Oh, I don't know what I got. I got black.
You got a blue one?
That's right.
Black is not that blue.
Oh, no. Why do they want blue?
We may have to. The treasurer for the FOP is not here.
Do what?
The secretary treasurer for the FOP is not here, so we're probably going to have.
I don't know what your rules are.
Okay. No, we're going to have him sign off on this before. I just didn't. We'll have that signed, and then we'll get a hold of the county clerk and have this set up for another.
No, all we have to do now, you don't have it signed right now, right?
We have the president, vice president. The only thing we need to do is have the secretary.
But technically it's not completely signed yet.
Correct. All
right, then we'll table it till our next meeting next week.
Okay.
And the clerk will put it on the agenda so you can bring back a signed copy next week.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Moving to the next item, officials to adopt salary resolution for elected officials terms beginning in 2011. And in your handout, you have a sheet of paper like this that Joan has made up, and it shows that the resolution in 2006, and it shows the salaries of each office of elected official going through 2010. So now we look at the resolution for 2011, which is a year from now, and that's in the next set of boxes. A 2% increase is in the first column, and 2% for each year after that. It's what I would recommend, and the reason I recommend that is because we have agreed to 2% for county employees. And I don't think we should do any more or less than for the elected officers. Now, you can do as you desire. You can change that. You can make it a cost of living increase if you like, rather than 2%, or you can make it a flat amount for each year after that. That's your desire. So, but I would like to move on it today.
I
had some people talk, you know, about the 2% raise, but then I talked to a couple guys, and they said, well, we give the county a 2% raise, we're giving everybody a 2% raise, so I have, probably can't argue on a deal like this. But I had a couple guys ask me, what about the cost of living? If the cost of living goes up, what's going to happen? You know, if things turn around, let's just say if things turns around and the cost of living starts going up, they're going to be locked at this, but they're not going to get no cost of living, is what I'm getting at. So you come to the road department, you're going to have to give them a cost of living. You give them to the jail, you're going to have to give them a cost of living. So you know, if the government says you got to give a cost of living, you're going to have to give a cost of living, is what I'm getting at.
We've never had a cost.
Okay.
So that's just
any other comments? Anyone else?
Well, I'd like to touch on the sheriff's department. We got the sheriff in 2010 at $44,000. I guess a deputy that puts in any overtime can make more than the sheriff.
And they are.
And they are. You know, I guess you pay for what you get. And I don't believe that when you've got someone that's ahead of our safety department for Dakota County, $44,000 is enough money for that man. And to get quality people to run for that office. I know I wouldn't run for that office for $44,000. I believe it's too low. I don't know what everybody else thinks. I think that at least the sheriff ought to make more than what the sheriff, than his deputies that he's got working for him are making.
I won't disagree with it.
And you know, they're the ones that are out there, and I don't know that if the sheriff is out there on patrol, but I would imagine that's part of his job to, and if there's a robbery or whatever, and if he goes to the scene, he's going to get guns pointed at him too. And you know, I just don't think $44,000 in my estimation is enough for that position as sheriff. And I myself think it needs to be in the $45,000 to $55,000 area, but I'm open to see what everybody else thinks about where that needs to be.
May I say something?
Sure. We would be setting the salary not at 44, but at 45. Go ahead. Did?
Okay. When you're talking about a 2% increase for all the employees, you're talking about having a contract or whatever for a year or two. You're setting this official salary for 4 years. That's until 2014. And an elected official is probably going to be subject to spending $2,000 to be reelected. If they've got any opposition, probably $1,000 or a little bit better if they don't have any opposition. So when you're talking about and they pay 1% of their salary also, so when you're talking about 2%, they're not getting a 2%. By the time you figure campaign expenses, by the time you figure additional income tax paid, we're getting about 2/3 of what the total is for the 4 years. So if you go $2,000 a year, we might see $5,000 of that.
Good.
But on the other hand, I guess nobody's holding you to the iron to run for the office. You know, maybe there are other jobs out there, so, you know, I I kind of get what you're at, but, you know, in another sense, I don't know if that.
And I think the other thing we have to take into consideration is the economic times and what we can afford to do. And I'm not sure that we can do a whole lot more. We're limited in what we can raise on our budget each year by the lid put on us by the state government. And that's about 2.5%. So we got the lid, and I don't think you can pay a whole lot of money that would exceed that lid. So I think you have to be somewhere within that narrow range. You want to be fair to the people. At the same time, you put it too high, you're putting a burden on the taxpayer. So now where is that line? That's the question.
Well, here's another argument I'll throw out there to you.
Okay.
You pay for $44,000. You get somebody and you pay him $50,000, and he might be a little bit better caliber person than, I'm not, you know, I don't want to draw a line in the sand there either, but they might operate the office better. They might save you money in operation costs. You can play that song both ways.
No question. No question about it.
I myself would like to see the salary higher because I believe, and this is my own opinion, that we need change.
Your concerns are that nobody's going to run for that position because of salary? Is that your concern?
Tony, you can go to Walmart.
Sure, yeah.
And you can work at Walmart and earn $25,000 a year. Why would you want to have someone pointing guns at you for 44? That's where I'm getting at, you know, 44 or 45, where they're setting it at.
I think you're right.
And I hate to put a burden on taxpayers too, but I think if we don't do something, that it was, you know, where we're at there on the sheriff's salary, I just don't believe you're going to get qualified people to run for that office ever.
That's what I meant. That's what your concern are. There's not going to be people qualified or not for that job because of the salary that.
Right.
It's not money. Right.
You know, you get somebody sure. That's got a criminal justice degree. You know, went to college and stuff, they can go and get a private investigator, do whatever, and make more than $44,000 a year. Am I right, Kim?
In some cases, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you suggesting?
I think round it to 50. If that don't work, drop it, you know. I think you're only, you know, at 45, you're talking another $5,000 a year.
What do you think?
I can make an argument for the other offices too. I mean, I can make an argument that the clerk is running three offices: the clerk's office, the registered deeds, and the election commissioner. He's doing three things. Maybe he should be compensated more than what is on here because his additional office responsibilities. I mean, I can make all kinds of arguments.
Oh yeah.
For more money, but to me, I get back to what the taxpayer can afford. And right now, I don't think, personally, taxpayer can afford more than 2%.
That's well, what you got down here, I figured it up for 2011 on a 2% raise. It's going to cost $4,836 right now over what we're paying right now. That's for 2011. Because the county attorney would be $1,479, defenders be $1,039, sheriff would be $826.60.
I give up my commissioner's increase to increase the sheriff's salary.
See, that amount would be.
$301.97.
Across the board for all of us, $300.
Straight across.
Well, you only said yours.
No, I'm giving. I would think that, you know, All right, Bill.
No, that's fair.
Good old Hank.
You gotta laugh a little bit.
No, I know. Yeah.
I really don't care. I can make an argument with the sheriff saying that the salary should be higher. He's got to be certified, law enforcement certified. He's subject to 24-hour call on any kind of a situation going on. He has to be current annually on his certification. He has to take so many hours. I mean, I can make all kinds of arguments on either side. But I come back to what can the taxpayer afford? Mm-hmm. And I don't think the taxpayer can afford more than 2%.
Well, I'm just looking over this real quick. Just run it through my head. If you added 47,000, just by running it through your head real quick, at the end of the 4 years, he's going to be about 51,000. 51,000 to 52,000 at the end. That's what. Yeah, because the sheriff is $882.60 a year for 2 years. That would be. Yeah, you're talking over $50,000 at the end of the 4 years.
Bill, maybe you can answer this question for me. What does the chief of police in South Sioux make?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I don't know.
Randy, got an idea?
I have no idea.
Same situation, same man load, hours.
This has to be done before the first of the year.
It has to be done by January 15th.
Okay.
Isn't that right? 15th.
Can we open it up to the floor? Does anybody in the audience have anything to say about where we're at? I don't know.
I think your point makes sense, Rick. I really do. That the situation of the economy is what really concerns. And, you know, but in the same token, yeah. I'm agree with you. It's just anybody, you know, at least if you've been working somewhere else, make that kind of money. So.
Deer cedar comes. Deer cedar comes.
Are you ready to work? Move on this today, or do you want another week here to work on it and massage it? Come back. My desire is I really want to get it done in December, but I want to push it so that we make the deadline. That's where I'm coming from.
Well, we got here, Ted just handed me this. A Cedar County sheriff makes $48,700 annually.
And the clerk and the treasurer?
Yeah, all of them do.
Cedar County about the same size?
Smaller.
What is it?
It's smaller.
Smaller. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hop right up there.
Just a suggestion.
I have to give your name for the record.
Sally Reinert. Maybe we should look at all of the elected positions compared to counties of a similar population. And for those positions that are being paid considerably less than similar counties, maybe we should work at looking at a little higher increment to work them up towards something commensurate with other counties. Just a thought.
Did that.
We already did that. Mm-hmm. Or Bill did.
Which positions would those be then?
Pardon?
Which positions would those be that are underpaid compared to similar counties?
As a matter of fact, it was done for all the positions. Elected, deputies, and appointed.
How many of the positions in Dakota County are paid significantly less than similar counties? Which positions would those be?
I don't have that book with me.
I don't think it would be all of them. You know, I've been looking at the figures you've been giving out.
Originally, I set out to do that with the pool. In the pool, the chair. His current salary here is $15,694. the average of the pool, it was 19,164. The board was here is $15,094. The pool is $18,637. Now the pool is counties that are 10 above and 10 below your population. It isn't it isn't statewide. It's just those 21 counties.
That would be a good fair number.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking about the sheriff. The pool is 54,000. Ours is 44,000. But you have to take in a difference there that those sheriffs are running a jail, our sheriff's not.
Mm-hmm. And that's all part of their sheriff's salary.
If you take the $10,000 away from the 54, which we had, that we were giving the sheriff for running the jail, they'd be at 44,564. Pretty comparable.
Close.
And the treasurer, the pool is 46,9, and ours is 44,130. And the clerk is the pool is 48, the clerk is 44,130 in the pool by population. See, what's done, Sally?
Okay, well, you know, I would consider. I'm not you guys.
No, I know.
But I would consider for those positions that are significantly under that average, maybe 2.5%. Until we get up even with...
Originally, the desire was to go up that, to try to move it up to that level.
Mm-hmm.
But with a 2% increase that you're allowed, with the fact that we had contracts with 2%, my personal opinion was that you couldn't go beyond the 2%. When you start to, if you go beyond the 2% for elected officials, you open yourself up with the next contract for the same amount and not mm-hmm. big dollars.
I see what you're saying.
That's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Throw it out.
It's your rock and hard place.
Yeah, exactly.
There we are.
How about a compromise? How about we raise the sheriff's salary to, let's say, 50 grand a year, and then give all the rest of the officials 3%? It'll lessen the burden on the county taxpayers because it'll be based over a time period on the 3% versus, you know, giving them all a $50,000 raise. If, you know, if that would help, I don't.
What you want?
I think it'd be fair. You want to make a motion, right?
Well, I'll make a motion that we raise the sheriff's salary to $50,000 a year, and that we give a 3% increase to the other elected officials to bring them up to par.
For each year.
So you're saying 3% for all others and a 3% increase each year after that. Is that what you said? I heard you say 50,000.
Well, you know, I'm saying 50,000 for the sheriff.
Yeah, I heard
right.
that.
Yeah.
And then 3% for all the others.
Well, you got them at a 2% now, and it'd be 3%.
Yeah.
The others 3%.
You're going to raise all the others 3% for the 2011.
Right.
And what are you going to do about after 2012, 13, and 14?
Would you put it the same?
I don't know. So I'm asking.
How do you feel about it? How do the rest of you guys feel about it?
Well, thinking positive about the situation, you know, the economy and the whole nine yards. I mean, if everything's going in the right direction, I don't see a problem. But, you know, can go.
We could go 3% year 2011.
That's your motion.
3% for 2010.
No, Ken's already set.
That's already set.
That's done.
Right, it's at 3%.
Right. You want to go like a 3% for that?
Go 3% across the board.
Instead of 2%.
4 years.
4 years. 3% across the board for 4 years. That's my motion.
Now, that means 3% for the sheriff rather than 50,000.
50,000 to increase the sheriff's annual salary to 50,000 with a 3% increase, just like the rest of them. That would be the only fair way to do it. You can't give him a raise and then not give him any increases.
Are you saying $50,000 for 2011 and then 3% the 3 years after that?
That's where I took it.
Right, it's set for 2010. The salary's set.
2010 is set.
So 2011 would be a new elected official. That's what their filing fee will be set at, right, Ted?
$50,000.
$50,000. Mm-hmm. And then a 3% increase.
But the rest of 3 years.
The other 3 years.
So that'd be 1,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. You're up. Then you'd be up 15, 17, 21. Yeah. You'd be up another $2,800 at the end of the 4 years. Okay. I see what you're getting at now.
So explain your motion.
I'll make a motion. Just over clarify this. For 2011. The sheriff's salary will set it at $50,000, and your 12, 13, and 14, there'll be a 3% increase
all across the board
for those years for the elected officials.
And a 3% on 2011 for all the others.
Right.
That's your motion.
That's my motion.
I second it.
All right, I understand the motion is made and seconded to set the salaries for the elected officials in 2011 at a 3% increase over 2010, except for the sheriff, which will be set at $50,000, and then will be 3% from then on for elected officials in 2012, 2013, 2014.
Correct.
Is that what you're... Mm-hmm. That's the agreed, right? All right, questions?
For general purposes, can we round off to the nearest $100 of that 3% to make the filing fee come out halfway decent or not? Or you just want a strict 3%?
Huh? I don't know what 3% is.
I don't know either. But if you take 3%, we might end up with a 98 or 69 cents is what I'm saying, or 78 cents. Or we could take it to the nearest dollar. Because I think the resolution should state a figure for the 2011 and then a 3%, 3%, 2%.
Going to do is make him write a check for some cents.
Okay.
Yes, what I'm saying, it was
you know.
All right.
Just do it. With 3%.
All right. Just leave it that way.
Questions, comments? Any audience?
I'd like to support Greg Busca, Dennis Reiner. Mr. Bosquet's recommendation of the 3% for elected officials and 50,000 for the sheriff. Complete support for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Any other comments? Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
No.
Bosquet?
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay. Now the next thing I have is permission for the chair to sign
a letter for the road department. It has to do with I-29 work. I think it's been surveyed and stated that we have nothing that we have to do to the I-129 bypass. So I just need permission to sign that and send it back to the road department. Right?
Make a motion to it.
Sign. I'd like to know a little more about it, I guess.
What's the... They're just requesting that the county set the section corners for that project.
Now, it's not going to exceed $100. See what I've got here. Is that those corners? Is that $100 per corner? It's $100 per corner.
This is Fred Franklin's note that there will not be any corners that need to be referred as part of this project. So it's
okay.
Nothing.
All right.
Okay.
Now that's what I was understood anyway.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
A motion made and seconded to authorize the chair to sign the letter for 129. Questions, comments? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Muscay?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay, commissioner reports?
I don't have anything. I don't need anything.
Member reports? Public comment. Anyone in the audience who would like to address the council on any issue that was not on the agenda? Seeing no crowd at the podium. No emergency business. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Whiskey?
Yes.
Neer?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I need to have everybody sign this.